Hill Reel 3.
Yes, John Nash I was talking to last year, who, yes, of course, he was in the Artist Rifles, and he yeah. wasn't commissioned to do any paintings till very late. And the picture called Over the Top, which is perhaps his best known picture in our collection, he said it was the, so far as he knows, one of the few examples of a painting which was done from his personal memory. He is one of those people who were going over the top, and one of the figures in it is Percy Heming, who was an opera singer. It's a rare thing that got such direct records.
In my remembrance of the shows I last saw it, Joseph, was the two finest pictures were The Minion Road by Levinson and Oppie by one of the Nashes.
Yes.
It was an absolute, the two of them were absolutely the one, as I knew it.
Yes.
That was it. It was crystallised in them.
Yes.
And I said that the others were, they had their shape and their form, but they didn't seem to me to bring it all together into one thing.
No.
And I said, I think those two pictures and others by those two artists, I said, to me, Nevinson never painted anything better than his war work.
No, I think I agree with you. It's outstanding. In his career. It's something quite exceptional.
Yes.
But you didn't see these pictures all together then, when your drawings were shown after the war. You didn't
go
to the...
No, I was... I think I was naturally anxious to get back to making a living, and as the government was kindly said, but we can provide you. You were stopped in the middle of your training, and would you prefer to go to the Slade or to the Royal College? And I said the Royal College, and the Slade sounds a bit too swish for me. And there I met Rosenstein, Sir William, who was a war artist.
Yes.
And as I was supposed to show a testimony of my abilities, he said, oh, for heaven's sake, wash that out and do what I'm doing. Come in and make etchings of your war work. And I said, that really was my only... why I was at the college, because I went into the etching department under Sir Frank Short. He passed some of my war work, and then he wanted me to bite rather than to do dry points. And when I suppose I refused. Anyhow, he said, all right, well, then you can go. And so he was a dear, and he taught me an awful lot. But he didn't like dry points, and I wanted to work on the plates.
Yes.
I didn't want the acid to do anything for me. But it is interesting, as I remember it, and you've got me onto this, it's your fault, Joseph.
I'm very glad I did.
That it was Sims and Rothenstein and I used to queue up to bite our plates with Sir Frank Short looking at us like a schoolmaster.
Did you do many plates then? I don't... we haven't got, actually, any prints of yours in the collection.
No. I switched then from war subjects, I only did one war subject, to subjects which Colnaghi's thought would be the thing, and the Fine Arts Society. I did about 7 or 8 plates altogether, I suppose, for market value.
Yes.
But I've always been a chap who likes to see things appearing under my hand. I'm not a precise chap from stage to stage. And when the bottom dropped out of etchings, I was rather glad I wasn't in it, because it's been a great blow to some people.
Yes, it was disastrous,
I forget what the date was. You may remember, Joseph.
Yes, well, it's the slump.
Awful slump, wasn't it?
Yes, by 1930, it was really the end of the success of the black and white market.
Yes. But it was after the war, you see, that... things began to mean so much to me, because I found that I was doing the right thing at the right time, a bit late, falling heavily in love. And that being that, I had to find a job, because my dear Dorothy came from South Africa, and her father made a special trip over here to say, "It's all very well, I know you're a remarkable chap in the war, but what about making money?" And so I promised him I would teach. And my first appointment was being art master to Surbiton School. It wasn't called a comprehensive. It was just the Surbiton School, boys' school. It was a big school, a high school, I suppose. And I was the art master of the whole school. I took them all in turn. And it was great luck on my part that it was 10 years after the war, and Answers, a paper which nobody, unless they're pretty old, has heard of, brought out a supplement 10 years after the war, and they got me to go back to France and to stand as near as I could to where I made my previous drawing, and then to make a drawing of what had happened since. And I said, these appeared. I did Alice, Albert.
Albert. We've got drawings of Albert, of course. The whole Western Front is really rather well covered by your drawings. You got to most parts of the front, really.
Well, I hope so, Joseph. You, I don't know if it was you. No, of course it wasn't you, but whoever sent out, we'd like you to cover the sector. And we hear now that Ypres is really hardly recognisable. Could you get up there and do us another drawing of that? And I've had a long account that I wrote out to, or wrote in a letter, of the extraordinary sensation of looking out at this town, which I had seen and made a drawing of, say, 4 years ago, it seemed, or 2 years ago. Here I was back again, and there's less and less of it. And yet, there was the sky, there were the skylarks, and the sun was going down, and with all this rubble and skeleton buildings, and the whole thing looked so dead. And yet, in between the silences, between the shots, the evening strafe by the Bosch, you could hear the voices of hidden soldiers singing the old songs. And I said they were so, as people I don't think would realise how the British Army must have appeared to the enemy, because one of the most popular ones was, "I want to go home. The Alleman won't get me. Oh my, I don't want to die, I want to go home." I said, those troops would march for miles going up the line to this.
Yes.
I said, the Germans never understood that.
No.
And then you realise that this place that you were drawing, there was still life there. Amongst all this debris.
Did any special towns move you especially?
This was 18.
Ypres was perhaps the most... devastated,
I
and the most moving,
I think it was.
Spectacle of all.
Yes, it certainly was. There didn't seem to be a thing. I remember finishing this letter by saying, and then to disturb my reverie, there was the wine, another shell came over, I instinctively ducked, and another couple of bricks went, and there was less of Ypres than ever.
Yes. You chose different techniques to draw different subjects. Well, was there anything particular in that choice of technique? Basically,
well,
line drawings with colour, but sometimes you used a darker wash or other methods.
Yes, I think that I was limited, really, to my equipment, which had to be light and easy to use, and I don't think I remember ever using such a thing as a sketching stool. I had to find somewhere, and if I didn't, I leant up against something, so I was drawing either standing or sitting on the ground, and or lying on the ground sometimes. And the paper that I used, that I got in the end when I was an official war artist, from Robeson's, that was sent out to me via the Imperial War Museum, and I used to sometimes, literally, my tongue was hanging out for it, or my hand was waiting for it, because it was so tricky to get materials out. I couldn't get them from Paris. They didn't seem to ante up anything. So I think I was restricted to the medium as to where it was being done. Sometimes I used a pencil, a sketch, a pure pencil on white paper, and other times I could put a wash on it. But it was Indian ink or sepia, and chalk or pencil, cartridge paper. I don't think I ever used watercolour paper.
No.
Or if I could get hold of a sketching block. And in the end, the Robeson sent me out sketching blocks about what we call half imperial size.
That must have been useful.
Yes, that was it.
Blocks. Yes.
But I remember on one occasion that Major Beckles Wilson said, "You must make these drawings larger." So I said, "Well, it's very difficult to work anything but with a small size if you're in the line." Well, he said, "Well, make copies of it." And I did realize then that I had to make extended drawings from most of the stuff that was really done in the line.
Yes.
I couldn't pretend that I put in all that detail.
No,
or
quite.
It had to be, you know.
And you wouldn't have done the washes in the line either.
No. Certainly not.
Would have had to have been done
afterwards. Yes. It was almost in some cases a sort of a shorthand. But I realised in the end that I got to know the country and the conditions, the unique conditions of the country, that my memory always, I hope, never let me down.
No.
And after all, I had only got to go a couple of miles back from the line to work at a table. In a tent or in a billet,
yes.
And then I could work at ease.
Yes, no, I'm sure the drawings are extremely authentic.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they are.
Absolutely.
I couldn't have made up.
Correct,
yes.
In detail. And you were showing me a drawing of a German dugout you did. That's actually in a heavier wash technique, isn't it?
Well, I haven't seen the original of it, you see.
It is, in fact, a rather deep, dark wash,
yes.
A blackish ink wash, I suppose.
Possibly sepia.
Yes.
Yes, I think that was how it was done. I had sepia, and I had Indian ink. I had, a raw umber. I had carbon pencils, crayon pencils, and ordinary lead pencils, and pen and ink, or fountain pen, or whatever was used then. I'd fill a fountain pen sometimes. But some of the drawings were considered, and rightly so, I think, would have never achieved any recognition because they were too small.
Yes.
I said, when you've got the recognition of a Turner, you can find people queuing up to see one of his little sketches in his tiny sketchbooks. But
yes.
Not now, not for me. I had to blow him up a bit.
Well, Paul Nash is on record as having said he wished he didn't always do his best drawings on the worst paper when he was a war artist.
Yes, yes. Well, I can say quite honestly, too, it sounds like boasting, that on many occasions I was working with we seemed to have appalling weather there. It was either drizzling with rain, and I had to be working in the open, and sometimes on my tummy, that I was working with a liquid pencil and with liquid paper. It was, I think, oh God, I'll never make anything of this. And it was only going back into a dugout and drying it out that I could quickly get some fairly dry paper and start all over again, like I got it in front of me.
Yes, yes.